Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So this is a command. To put it in the negative, he says, don't worry. Vance Havner said, worry's like traveling somewhere in a rocking chair. You have a lot of motion, but you aren't getting anywhere. It's really true. You just don't do anything when you worry. You just sit there and worry. And you don't have to worry. He says, don't worry. But he doesn't just pat us on the back and say, don't worry. He tells us what to do instead of worrying. Because there's a lot of things we can worry about, right? Shake your head up and down. Yes, that's right. I mean, there's a lot of things you can worry about worrying. Along with a whole set of other things that we just constantly have to face in the life that we live in our society. But God says to us, don't worry. Now, this isn't the first time that we've run into that concept in the Scriptures. Jesus spoke the words in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 27, saying, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. It's interesting, isn't it? That's what a lot of people worry about. He continues, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow or reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? In the Old Testament, David wrote these words, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He'll sustain you. He'll never permit the righteous to be moved. Isn't that neat? We can just take it and cast the thing onto Him. And if it's too big to cast, you just let it roll off you onto Him. Because He'll take it, and He can carry that. In the New Testament, Peter wrote, casting all your anxiety, all your cares, all the things that are bothering you, on Him. Because He cares for you. Sometimes when I have problems come up, I want to be like that little baby there, don't you? Just in His hands, and He takes care of me. Instead of worrying, what do? Pray. How many things can we pray about? Everything. In everything, we're to pray. And He says we're to do that. Now, there's a great... Let me read it to you in a couple other translations. This is from God's Word translation. Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. Here's from the Message, the paraphrase, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayer. I think that's a neat phrase that Eugene Peterson put there. Let me read it again. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So we're coming and taking our problems to God in prayer. You know, this snow goose that I use on this picture, the snow goose can take flight because of a law. There's a special law that takes place because he's heavier than air. And yet he can overcome gravity, which is a law, by thrust and by lift. And as those two other laws come on, he moves beyond the law of gravity. And that's what can happen with us. Prayer in faith can take us above our worry. And we can trust God with the matters. Be anxious for nothing, he says, but everything by prayer. The word prayer is a special one in the Greek New Testament. It gives you the idea that you're coming to somebody who is powerful, who is greater than you are, and has the ability to meet your need. Well, we're coming before God, right? I mean, He is a lot greater than we are. And we can come before Him. We're coming recognizing we don't have, but He does. And He can take care of that. The word supplication means we pray about things specifically. If there are matters that are bothering you, pray about them. Don't just say, God bless them. Pray specifically about things. It's so important. You can ask God to bless them, but then go down to what's specific. I mean, how do you know God did it if you don't pray specifically? How can you ever praise Him? Just bless Him. How many times have you gone up to people and you said, how are you doing? And they come back, oh, I'm blessed. They usually tell you what's the good thing and what's the bad thing. If they ever say that, I say, what's blessed you? And sometimes it's just a phrase they've gotten into using. Sad, but pray specifically. What are specific things? That's the word supplication. With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving comes because we remember what God's done in the past for us. And we just recognize He's helped us, and so we can come to Him and He'll provide us help. And He promises to allow the peace of God, which passes understanding, to guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Old Testament writer Isaiah said, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And just put our trust in God. That'll bring peace that's there. Jesus spoke in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. God gives us peace that surpasses. I like the Greek word. Look at the Greek word. Hooper echo. You know Hooper? That's a lot. I mean, it's more. It's just overflowing. God will give you this peace that overflows your understanding. I've been with people before. I did a lot of funerals in my former pastorate. And in doing those funerals, I was praying for them. And those people would say to me, I don't know why I'm not worried. I don't know why I'm feeling the way I am. And I can tell you why they were feeling the way they were. Because God was giving them peace. And it was a peace that went beyond what they understood. Because you recognize the world we live in, and you know that you ought to be worried, but instead, you're trusting God. Therefore, it's not a problem. It's a marvelous peace that surpasses all of our understanding. All the things that you can think, it surpasses that. Because God gives you that. On the inside, you have this peace. Doesn't matter what's happening out here. On the inside, you have this great and wonderful peace. And it'll guard your hearts and minds. That's a military word, the word guard. It's a military word that gives forth the idea to preventing a hostile invasion. You know what God will do? He'll cause His peace to walk in front of you, to guard you, to keep that worry from coming back. And you know where worry will take place? In your hearts. And the Greeks understood that as the seat of passions, desires, appetites, affections, purposes. It's the inner man. Because that's where you have the worry, right? Shake your head up and down like this, yes. Because that's where you worry. You worry on the inside. And it'll protect your hearts and also your minds. That's your rational part. That's where you're thinking about this all the time. So you got the emotional area and the rational area. It'll protect you in Christ Jesus. Because we live in Him. Paul wrote in Romans and says, there is now therefore no condemnation of those who are in Christ, and we're in Christ. I don't fully understand how that all works, but we are in Him. Not only that, He's in us. Paul wrote in Galatians and says, I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I live who live, but Christ lives in me. So we're in Him, and He's in us, and I don't fully understand that. Somebody, I think it was Ashley one day, gave a great illustration where he said, it's like a Coke can in a waterfall. Isn't that a great illustration? Because see, if you take the Coke can and cut the top out of the Coke can and the bottom out of the Coke can, and you take the Coke can and you stick it in the waterfall, you know what it is? It's in the waterfall, and the waterfall's in it. We're in Christ, and He's in us. And because you're that way, the Lord will protect you. So He protects our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus.